In India, coal is king. It accounts for more than half of India's electricity. Coal is cheap, but also contributes to air pollution and climate change. And now Indian coal is facing a backlash. Renewable energy supporters are turning India into a global leader for wind and solar projects. But India's coal industry is fighting back, transforming working coal mines into tourist attractions. Reporter Sindhya Banu lays out India's energy battlefields.
India is the second most populated country in the world. More than 1 billion people live there, and almost a fourth of those people live below the poverty line. So this is a country that really needs power, and it needs it cheaply. And India has the fifth largest coal reserves in the world, and so coal has been the way to go for a long time there.
So still a lot of support for coal, it sounds like, in India. How much of those attitudes are changing now, and why are they changing?
Well, last year in the state of Gujarat, farmers, a mob of farmers, were protesting the development of a coal-based power plant.
Air pollution, jahan kam karne ki baat ki jati hai, to hamesha baat ki jati hai coal power plant ko.
In September, there were marches in several major cities.
There's no Earth B. If we destroyed it, there's no other planet we can survive to.
Jalvayu parivartan ke mudde par climate change, jo ki is waqt.
Thousands of Indians came out calling for a reduction in fossil fuel use. There's a growing awareness about environmental issues in general, and also about the health effects of coal-based power plants, particularly among the upper middle class and the upper class. We're seeing this shift.
So one of the state-controlled coal companies has come up with this unique way to try and address this public relations problem with coal. You've been reporting on these efforts. What are they doing exactly?
Right. So this company is called Western Coal Limited. It's in the state of Maharashtra. And what they've done is they've developed this day-long eco mine tour. It's the first of its kind in India. So I went on this tour. And you go down what's like a ski lift, but it's going down instead of up. And it takes you into the mine about 6,000 feet. There's a ventilator. It's blowing air. It's very loud. Sort of get off after the ride, and then you walk. After that, you're on foot deeper into the mine. There's still lights, but it starts to get dark. The air starts to get still. So our guide was the general manager of the mine, Divakar Gokhale.
Machine has started now, so you can see the operation from here also.
We saw a front loader loading the coal and then dumping it onto a conveyor belt.
Because this is the transfer point of coal.
And miners also were using shovels to manually get some of that coal onto the belt.
What is the goal of offering these tours? Is it a total PR move?
Well, this whole experience was conceived by the chairman of the company, Ashish Mishra.
When we produce coal, there is a common thinking that we pollute environment. So we had an idea in the mind that why don't we make this thing transparent and make it open for public.
For Mishra, this is all about educating the Indian public. He wants people to know how hard these coal miners work. And he told me he wants people to know that whenever they see a light bulb on in India, that coal is behind it.
Slowly, I feel that coal will be taken over by renewable energy. But for next 10 years at least, I don't see any change in the growth of use of coal in our country.
So are these tours having the intended effect? Are they changing people's minds about coal?
Well, it's hard to know exactly, but people are going on the tour. The company told me that over 200,000 people have visited since they first started this 2 years ago. The visitors I talked to said that they knew nothing about the mining process until they went on the tour. So like Mishra wanted, it's an educational experience. So those are things I think that leave a good impression as you leave the tour.
So, of course, Sindhya, the big environmental news from India has been about the horrible choking smog in Delhi, which is not primarily from coal-fired power plants. But people know their air is polluted from many sources. Has there been pushback against this coal charm offensive from, like, green activists?
Yeah, definitely. I spoke to one environmentalist who said that this tour is just a publicity stunt. I also spoke to a doctor who said that in the last decade, he's seen a major spike in asthma among the villagers who live near the mines, and he blames the coal-based power plants. But I think the takeaway here is that there's this inherent ongoing tension. Renewables are coming. The prime minister is pushing for it, but it's going to take time. And in the meantime, we're seeing this sort of uprising from urban and rural Indians that are concerned about air quality and health and safety. So in light of that, I think the coal industry is just trying to put its best foot forward.
Reporter Sindhya Banu, thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco. Great talking to you.